奉主耶稣圣名开始早上安息日的聚会。
In the name of Lord Jesus, we commence this morning Sabbath service.
我们来唱赞美诗244首。
We are singing hymn 244.
我们中文的第二节请唱两遍。
244.God, today is the Sabbath day that we have hoped for.
啊，我们放下工作啊，能够到圣堂里面守安息日啊，来敬拜神。
And we can leave our work behind and come together here to worship God.
啊，愿主耶稣特别祝福带领我们今天的聚会。
May the Lord Jesus bless us today.
啊，愿他丰盛的荣耀、丰盛的恩典充满在我们当中。
And may His abundant glories and grace be among us.
我们一起来祷告，求主带领我们今天的聚会。
Let us pray one accord. May God guide our service.
啊，感谢主赐给我们安息日。
And thank God for giving us the Sabbath day.
啊，让我们在忙碌劳苦的生活当中啊，能够在主的恩典里面。享受身心跟灵的安息。
So in our busy lives, we can enjoy the rest in terms of our spirit, soul, and body.
啊，今天早上我们来学习灵魂体全然成圣。
And this morning, the topic will be our spirit, our soul, and body to be blameless.
我们从圣经里面知道啊，人的过程是人从灵魂体三方面构成的。
And from the Bible, we can know that men are made up from the spirit, soul, and body.
啊，有时候这个灵跟魂啊，常常被人家把它混合在一起。
And very often, we have confused between the spirit and the soul.
啊，尤其是中文的圣经啊，因为是翻译的，所以常常把灵魂啊啊分不太清楚。
And especially the Chinese translation, very often we are confused between the spirit and the soul.
但是我们从圣经里面啊，如果从英文或者是原文的圣经啊，啊就很清楚知道灵跟魂是有分别的。
But if we look at the English or the original text, we know that the spirit and souls are different.
我们来看帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章。
Let's turn to First Thessalonians chapter 5.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章
First Thessalonians chapter 5
23节
Verse 23
五章23节
5 verse 23
愿素平安的神亲自使你们全然成圣又愿你们的灵以魂以身子得蒙保守在我主耶稣基督降临的时候，完全无可指摘。保罗在帖撒罗尼迦前书这里啊，就把灵魂体就分得很清楚。
And here Paul separated the spirit, soul, and body clearly.
他说：“求神啊，让我们能够完全成圣。”
And he said.God of peace himself sanctify you completely.
啊，让我们的灵魂和身体啊，啊，在主耶稣来的时候都能够蒙保守，没有可指责。
And may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord.
我们再看一节哈，希伯来书。
Let's turn to Hebrews.
希伯来书四章十二节。
Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12.
四章的十二节。
Chapter 4 verse 12.
说神的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切两刃的剑更快，甚至魂与灵、骨头、骨节与骨髓，都能够次日补开。连心中的思念和主意都能够辨明啊，这里也很清楚把这个灵和魂啊，啊就把它分开。
And here clearly, discern between the soul and the spirit.
啊，所以我们带着肉体呀、啊，因为这个灵魂是看不见的。
And so, because we are with flesh, so we cannot see our soul.
啊，所以我们如果不从圣经里面啊，很难了解。
And so, if we do not look in the Bible, it is hard for us to understand.
但是我们知道说，当一个人啊离开世界以后
，And we know that when a person departed from the world,
啊，以及将来的复活
，In the future they will resurrect.
啊，这个灵魂跟身体啊。啊，都有非常清楚的分别。
And your spirit and soul is very different.
所以保罗说啊，所栽种的是属血气的身体。
And so Paul said, what we planted is the flesh of our body.
啊，将来复活的啊，就是一个灵性的身体。
And in the future, when we resurrect, it is a spiritual body.
也就是说啊，人离世了以后啊，因为身体归土了。
Which is to say, when men departed from the world, their flesh will belong go to dust.
他说有一个魂的体
，and there is a soul and a spirit.
那复活了以后啊，就是一个灵性的一种身体。
And when you resurrect, you become a spiritual being.
他说，到底这个灵魂体之间的关系怎么样
？So what is the relationship between the spirit, soul, and body?
啊，灵魂体跟我们的灵修有什么关系？
And what correlation does it have with our spiritual?
啊，又跟我们将来的得救有什么关系
？And what does it have to do with our salvation?
我们今天早上就来学习这个课程。
And so this morning, this is what we will study.
我们一般对人的了解。
And usually with our understanding,
一般唯物论的人呐、啊，他们认为说人跟一般的物质是一样的。
And so, according to the theory of materialism, they believe humans.
像树木，树木死掉以后啊，就枯干掉了。
So, for example, for trees, when they die, they will wither.
好像动物死掉了就结束了。
Well, when animals die, they are finished.
这是唯物论的讲法。
And so this is a theory of materialism.
但是我们知道，人除了这个物质的身体的存在以外
，But we know that as men, apart from the material and the flesh,
还有灵魂的存在。
We also have a soul.
所以一般在讨论人的过程啊，大概有两种的说法。
And so there are two theories regarding men.
我们刚刚讲过说，有的人把灵魂跟身体呀、啊，所以把它叫做二元论。
And so some people believe we have a soul and a body, and they call it dualism.
但是我们从圣经里面了解是灵魂和身体这三元论。
But from the Bible, we can understand that we have a spirit, a soul, and a body.
我们知道这个灵是属于神的。
And we know that the spirit belongs to God.
神把灵放在我们人的身上。
And God put the spirit on us.
所以我们人有良心啊，这是灵的工作。
And that is why men have a conscience. This is the doing of the spirit.
我们看箴言的二十章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 20.
箴言二十章。
Proverbs chapter 20.
二十七节。
Verse
27. 箴言二十章二十七节。
Proverbs chapter 20, verse 27.
说人的灵是神的灯，鉴察人的心腹。所以当人塑造的时候啊，神就把他的灵放在人的身上。
So men, when men are created, God gives us His spirit.
所以让人有良心啊，会判断是非，知道善恶。
So man has a conscience to discern between right and evil.
人可以有灵啊，就可以借着这个灵跟神交通。
And through the spirit, we can communicate with God.
所以这个灵是专门管理啊，人跟神之间啊一些属灵的事物。
And so the spirit will is in charge of the things between man.
所以圣经里面说啊，人有一种本能啊，人能够去了解到神。去认识神。
So the Bible tells us men have this nature to see God and to understand God.
因为神把有关神的事情放在人的心里面。
Because God had placed His things inside our hearts.
就是神给人有灵所以人有一种属灵的悟性、属灵的智慧。
And so God gave us His spirit, that is why we have the spiritual understanding.
我们看罗马书一章十九节。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 1 verse 19.
罗马书一章的十九节。
Romans chapter 1 verse 19.
说神的事情，人所能够知道的，原显明在人的心里，因为神已经给他们显明了。所以神借着灵啊，放在人身上，所以这个灵会让人啊去了解神，会寻求敬拜神。
And because God had put His Spirit inside us, so we will see God.
人有敬拜神的心啊，而且能够有分别是非善恶。
And so man will have a heart of worshiping God, and we can discern from right and
wrong. 能够知道荣耀与羞耻。
And we can tell the difference between glory and shame.
这都是灵的工作。这是人跟一般的动物完全不一样的地方。
And these are the doings of the spirit, and this is what differentiates us between animals.
所以这个灵在人的身上来鉴察人心。
And so the spirit will search our hearts.
来引导人走正路。
And to guide us to walk on the right path.
所以当人做错事的时候良心会自责。
So when we do something wrong, our conscience will rebuke us.
心理上会不安。
And we will feel unease.
这都是灵的工作。
And these are the work of the spirit.
所以人身上有灵。
And so man has spirit in them.
再来这个第二个就是魂。
And second is our soul.
我们看创世纪二章第七节。
Now let's turn to Genesis chapter 2 verse 7.
创世纪二章第七节。
Genesis chapter 2 verse 7.
神用地上的尘土造人，将生气吹在他鼻孔里，他就成了有灵的活人，名叫亚当。这里讲到说，神造人是用地上的土来造。
So God formed man of the dust of the
earth. 所以神对人吹一口气，人就成了有灵的活人。
And breathed into his nostril the breath of life, and man became a living being.
如果我们读英文圣经的话，那是翻译做人就成了有生命的魂，生命的活魂。
And so the English translation said man became a living being.
所以神给人吹一口气，所以人就有生命，能够活着。
And God breathed into his nostril to give him life so he can live.
所以这个魂啊，就是人的本我。
And so the soul is the original self.
我们一个人啊，有感情，有意志，会思想。
And so a person, they will have a determination and emotions, and we can think.
有时候感到痛苦，有时候感到欢乐。
Sometimes we will feel pain, but sometimes we will feel happiness.
这都是人呐、生命的一种表现，就是魂的表现。
And this is a manifestation of the soul.
所以这个包括人的思想、人的意志跟人的感情。
And it includes our intelligence, our rational self, and our emotions.
所以人塑造的时候，因为有神的一口气。人就成了活着的魂。
And when man was created because of the breath of God, we became a living being.
有生命的活魂。
So we became a living being.
当亚当犯罪以后，
When Adam sinned,
神说他们犯罪的日子必定死。
God said when they sin, they will die.
事实上，我们看到亚当还活到930岁。
But we know that Adam lived until 930 years. His flesh, his body did not immediately die.
圣经里面说啊，其实他出善恶果的时候，他那个魂啊，就跟神的永远的生命就隔绝了。
But when he ate of the fruit of the tree of the good and evil, his soul had departed from God forever.
也就是说，犯罪了以后就失掉了。从神那个来的永远的生命
，which is to say, after he sinned, he have lost the eternal life from God.
所以虽然活到930岁，最后肉体也死掉了。
And he lived until 930 years, and his flesh.
这个肉体死掉，人可以看得见。
When his body died, others can see that.
因为他会失掉知觉，他失掉了一切的活动。
Because he will lose all his ability to move.
灵的死掉这个魂的死这是你肉眼看不到的。
But when your soul died, this is something that your fleshly eyes cannot see.
而是跟神那个永恒的生命就离开关系了。
And so you have separated from the eternal life from God.
所以犯罪是魂的死。
So when you sin, your soul died.
所以我们说这个主耶稣讲说让死人去埋葬死人。
So Lord Jesus said, let the dead bury their dead.
我们看路加福音第九章。
Now send to Luke chapter 9.
六十节。
Verse 60.
路加福音九章六十节。
Luke chapter 9, verse 60.
我们看五十九节。
Let's read verse 59.
说又对一个人说跟从我来，那人说，主容我先回去埋葬我的父亲。六十节。耶稣说任凭死人埋葬他们的死人，你只管去传扬神国的道。当然，有的人不了解圣经，以为主耶稣怎么这么不讲人情。
And so some people do not understand why Jesus said this.
事实上圣经里面不是这个意思，不是说不可以埋葬自己的亲人。
But the Bible is not telling us that we cannot bury our relatives.
而是告诉我们这个灵性的生命啊, 比那个肉体的生命更重要。
But it is telling us that our spiritual life is more important than our fleshly one.
而这里谈到有两种死人。
Here it tells us there are two types of dead people.
说任凭死人去埋葬他们的死人。
So that the dead bury their dead.
那个埋葬别人的, 那个是灵性上的死人。
And so this refers to the person that their soul have died.
虽然他坐体活着还可以活动。
Even though their flesh is still living,
但是他的魂啊, 已经跟神永远的生命啊, 脱离关系了。
But their soul have died and have departed from God.
所以在神来看啊, 他是一个死的人。
So from God's perspective, he is a dead
man. 那个被埋葬的, 在棺木里面的人啊, 是坐体上的死人。
And the one that is, and the other that have died in flesh.
他已经啊, 肉体失掉了, 知觉, 失掉了, 活动了。
So he have lost consciousness and his
flesh. 所以有两种不一样的死啊, 一种是灵命的死, 一种是肉体上的死。
So there are two types of death, which one is spiritual death, and the other is your body, your flesh.
一个人啊, 在这个灵性上跟神的永生脱离关系了。
And if a person have no relationship with God and their soul and
spiritual life, 活在世界上只是短暂的存在, 后来肉体还是会死掉。
They will live on in this world, but later on their flesh will also die.
死掉了以后啊, 还要受地狱永远的刑罚。
And after they have died, they will be punished in hell.
那个叫做第二次的死。
And that is the second death.
当一个人啊, 在肉体活着的时候,
And when a person is living in their flesh,
因为相信耶稣, 领受主耶稣的救恩,
Because they believe in Jesus and they receive the salvation.
他说借着洗礼要跟主同死同埋葬同复活。
And through baptism they died with Christ and they were buried and they resurrected with Christ.
所以这个洗礼的复活是魂的复活。
And this resurrection after baptism is of the soul.
就让我们本来跟神啊, 脱离了关系啊, 那个灵, 魂已经死掉了，但借着洗礼让它活过来。
So through baptism, our soul can be resurrected again.
让我们能够跟神重新建立关系，领受从神来的永活的生命。
And we can establish a new relationship with God, and we can have a new living.
所以圣经里面这个叫做第一次的复活。
And so from the Bible, this is the first resurrection.
他说第一次复活的人有福了，因为 第二次的死在他们身上没有权柄。
And blessed are those that have resurrected with your soul because their second death will have nothing to do with them.
因为他们已经灵命复活了。
Because their souls have been resurrected.
所以将来能够承受那个永远的生命，永远的福气。
So in the future, they can receive the eternal life and the eternal blessing.
所以这个叫做福恩。
And this is what we call our soul.
所以人犯罪就是这个魂死掉了。
So after men have sinned, their soul will die.
跟神那个永恒的生命啊, 脱离关系了。
And they will have no relationship with God, with eternal.
但是借着洗礼受罪, 让我们魂复活过来。
And through baptism and the remission of sin, our soul can be resurrected.
让我们重新得到那个永恒的生命。
And we can once again receive the eternal life.
第三部分就是体。
And the third part is our body.
这个体就是包括我们肉身上所有的身体各样的器官。
And the body includes all the organs in our body.
所以人的身体是看得见，是摸得到的。
And our body is something we can see, we can touch.
人的肉体会受到时间跟空间的限制。
And our body is limited to time and space.
人的身体是人跟外界的事物啊, 能够接触或者是感光的一种作用。
In our body, we can experience the outside world.
所以身体是我们人跟物质界啊, 接触的一个关系。
And the body is how we interact with the material world.
我们的身体啊, 是可以善, 也可以做恶的器具。
And our body is a vessel that can do good or evil.
所以一个人犯罪啊, 就是这个魂, 犯罪了以后，啊，这个身体啊表现出来。
And when our soul have sinned through our body, through the action, it will show that.
哦，人的意志啊啊违背神的命令啊，这个人的身体就付诸行动啊，就犯罪了。
And when men have sinned against God and their action, we can see what they do.
啊，我们人的身体啊，因为是土造的。
And our body, because it is made from dust.
所以将来人离世以后啊，这个身体要归土。
So when we die, it will be dust to dust.
所以保罗说，我们这身体好像一个帐篷一样。
And so Paul described our body as a tent.
我们的本我啊。我们的灵魂啊，住在这个身体里面。
Our original self, our soul and spirit,
好像住在帐篷里面。
It is like we are living in a tent.
啊，将来有一天啊，这个帐篷会拆毁掉。
And one day you need to remove this tent.
啊，我们得救的人呢，就神就赐给我们一个荣耀的灵体。
And those that are saved, God will bestow us with the glorious body.
啊，说好像穿上一件衣服一样。
We will put on a new garment.
啊、所以我们这个血肉的身体啊，没有办法承受神的国。
So our fleshly body cannot inherit the kingdom of God.
啊，因为这个属地属土的。
Because this belongs to the earth.
啊，但是我们就是追求灵修完全呐、啊，我们将来才能够得到一个荣耀的灵体。
So that's why we need to spiritually cultivate ourselves, so in the future we can receive this glorious body.
啊，来承受啊，从神来的福分。
And to inherit the blessings from God.
那、啊、这个灵魂体啊，跟我们灵修到底有什么样的关系
？So what is the correlation between our soul, spirit, and body?
我们刚谈过说啊，这个灵是属神的，是善的。
And we have mentioned that the spirit belongs to God; it is good.
啊，借着良心啊，能够分别善恶是非。
And through our conscience, we can differentiate between good and evil.
啊，我们凭着良心行善事啊，然后在我们的生活行为上啊，就借着身体就表现出来各样的善事。
And through spiritual cultivating ourselves and our daily action, we can show that we are doing good.
我们看希伯来书第二章。
Now turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter 2.
十四节。
Chapter 2, verse 14.
希伯来书二章十四节。
Hebrew chapter 2, verse 14.
二章十四节。
2, verse 14.
说儿女既同有血肉之体，他也照样亲自承那血肉之体，他要借着死败坏那掌属权的，就是魔鬼。啊，并且要释放那些一生因为怕死而为奴仆的人。哦，那、啊、这里讲到说啊，人因为犯罪啊，啊，所以在肉体上就啊产生各样不好的行为。
And here tells us because men have sinned, so in their action they will have bad things.
啊，耶稣啊，就是要把我们从这个败坏的身体上啊，啊把我们救赎出来。
But Jesus will save us from this corrupted body.
我们再看这个罗马书第二章。
Now turn to the book of Romans, chapter 2.
罗马书第二章。
Romans chapter 2.
十四节。
Verse 14.
罗马书二章啊，十四节。
Romans chapter 2, verse 14.
说没有律法的外邦人，若顺着本性行律法上的事，他们虽然没有律法，自己就是自己的律法。十五节。
15.
啊，这是显出啊律法的功用，刻在他们的心里，他们是非之心呐、啊，同作见证，并且他们的思想互相较量，或以为是，不以为非。而、啊、这神造人的时候，就给人有良心来判断是非。
So when God created man, He gave us conscience to differentiate.
啊，当然，以色列民他们是神的选民。
And the Israelites were the chosen people of God.
啊，神选召他们以后啊，又给他们一个成文的律法啊，把这个该所的一些事情啊，就很清楚的条文式的把它列出来。
And after God had chosen them, He gave them a written law.
所以他们很清楚知道说啊，怎么做才能够得神喜悦啊？什么是违背神命令的事情？
And so they can know clearly what they need to do to please God.
啊，所以犹太人呐、啊，因为有律法，说神要用律法给他们审判。
And the Jews, because they have the law, so God will judge them according to that.
说没有律法的外邦人呐、啊，神给我们有一个是非之心呐、啊。啊、就是神的灵、啊、来在我们心上来鉴察我们。
But for the Gentiles that do not have the law, God gave them a conscience to differentiate between good and evil.
所以人晓得什么是对，什么是不对。
So man can discern between right and wrong.、
啊、所以神就按照良心呐、啊，啊是非啊来审判我们。
And God will judge us according to our conscience.、
啊、所以这是我们刚刚所谈到的灵的功用。
So this is what we have mentioned, the efficacy of the spirit.
啊，这个福音呢、啊、是可善可恶的。
And the soul can be good or evil.
好，我们人如果体贴肉体呀、啊，啊，就顺从肉体去放纵私欲。
And if men、go with their fleshly desire to sin.
啊，如果我们体贴圣灵，就按照神的旨意来行事。
But if we go with the spirit, we will do according to the word of God.
我们看罗马书第八章。
They are sent to the book of Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章。
Romans chapter 8.
第五节。
Verse 5.
罗马书八章五节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 5.
说因为随从肉体的人，体贴肉体的事；随从灵的人，体贴灵的事情。第六节。
The 6.
体贴肉体的就是死。体贴灵的乃是永生命平安、啊、那个圣灵、哦、都是后来加上去的、哦、
And so the
圣、啊、
The Holy Spirit, the word was later on added、
啊、那在这里讲到说、啊、我们如果体贴肉体随从肉体去行
So Paul tells us for those that live according to the flesh、
啊、就是跟神为敌啊
They set their mind on the things、
啊、
of the flesh.
放纵肉体的情欲，将来就是灭亡。
And they are enmity against God. In the future, they will face destruction.
因为体贴肉体的没有办法得到神的喜悦。
Because those that live according to the flesh cannot please God.
啊，但是如果我们体贴灵，因为这个灵是从神来，这个是善的。
But if we live according to the spirit that came from God,
我们呢、啊？顺从良心的本性去行善
，and we submit to our conscience to do good。
啊，说这就是生命平安。
Then this is life and peace。
啊，所以我们这个福音呐、啊，我们的本罗，你可以顺从圣灵去行啊，你也可以体贴肉体去放纵私欲。
And so our soul, our original self, you can live according to the flesh or live according to the spirit。
啊，我们灵修的功夫啊。啊、就是靠着圣灵帮助、啊、让我们这个灵的力量啊，借着圣灵帮助能够让灵的力量刚强起来
And when we spiritually cultivate ourselves we will strengthen our spirit、
啊、让我们决心、啊、顺服神的旨意做一个属灵的人
So we can have the resolution to submit to God and become a spiritual person、
啊、能够驻属肉体上的情欲
And we can put to death our fleshly desires、
啊、能够、啊胜过罪恶，能够结出圣灵的果子来。
And we can overcome evil and bear the spirit of fruit.、
所以这就是我们、啊、追求灵修的功夫。
And this is why we need to spiritually cultivate ourselves.、
啊、但是里面讲到有些人呢、啊、是属血气的，属肉体的。
And here mentioned some of them are carnally minded and some of them are、
啊、
spiritual minded.
他们就随从肉体的私欲啊，就放纵情欲。
And so they, those they are carnally minded, they will be subject to.
啊，所以圣灵跟私欲啊，两个是彼此对抗、彼此为敌的。
And so the spirit and the flesh, those are enmity.
我们呐、啊，灵修的功夫啊，就是啊，靠着圣灵帮助来制止肉体的情欲。
And when we spiritually cultivate ourselves, by the power of the Holy Spirit, we will put to death our carnal self.
我们先来看罗马书第六章。
Let us read Romans chapter 6.
我们看十二节。
Verse 12.
罗马书六章十二节。
Romans chapter 6 verse 12.
说不要容罪在你们必死的身上作王，使你们顺从身子的私意。十三节。
13.
也不要将你们的肢体献给罪，做不义的器具，倒要像从死里复活的人，将自己献给神，并将肢体做义的器具献给神。 14节。
14.
罪不能够做你们的主，因为你们不在律法之下，乃是在恩典之下啦。 保罗这里谈到这个洗礼的功效啊。
Here Paul tells us the efficacy of baptism.
说我们洗礼就是跟主同死、同埋葬、同复活。
When we are baptized, we have we die and we are buried and we resurrect with Christ.
我们过去那个罪人呐、那个旧人呐、就借着洗礼把他钉死在十字架上了。
And we have crucified our old sinful self on the cross.
然后借着洗礼把它埋葬掉。
Through baptism, we buried him.
然后洗礼起来以后就是一个复活的新人呐。
And when we get up from our baptism, we become a new living self.
所以我们已经离开罪恶，离开这个死亡了。
So we have departed from sin and departed from death.
所以我们现在信主以后变成一个复活的新人。
And when we believe in God, we have resurrected and become a new person.
所以既然信主以后，说不要让罪在我们身上来作王。
And so because we have believed in God, we should not let sin reign in our life.
我们过去生活在罪中。
In the past, we live in sin.
人在那个撒旦的权势之下。
And we are under the reign of Satan.
人的身体就去放纵私欲，做罪的器皿。
And man's body will indulge in their desires and be a vessel of sin.
我们现在复活起来以后，我们就要成为复活的新人。
But after we resurrected, we need to become a new person.
所以我们要把我们的身体献给神。
So we need to present our body to Christ.
要做义的器具来献给神，来行出各样的善行。
And we need to offer our body to God and become instruments of righteousness.
说当一个人呐。 受洗以后，罪就不在他的身上做主了。
And after a person was baptized, sin no longer reign.
因为已经在恩典之下，不在律法之下。Because
they are under grace and not under law.
所以我们信主了以后，我们可以立志，靠神的帮助，就可以来行善。
So after we believe in God, we need to make a determination to rely on God and to do good.
当然谈到这里之后，罗马书第六章的时候还没有谈到圣灵。
And Romans chapter 6 have yet to mention the Holy Spirit.
到这里也只谈到洗礼。
Only mention baptism.
所以洗礼了以后，我们已经脱离了那个罪的权势。
So after baptism, we have departed from the reign of sin.
我们就要把我们的身体立住，把我们身体。 当作义的器具来献给神。And
we need to make a determination to give our body as an instrument of righteousness.
然后再来就是领受神的灵充满。And
then we need to receive the Spirit of God to be filled by the Spirit.
因为圣灵会不断的感动我们，帮助我们，让我们能够达到圣洁完全。Because
the Holy Spirit will move and help us so that we can be perfect.
所以我们不是说信主了以后我不犯罪就好了。
So we should not think that after I believe in God, I will not sin.
神要求我们的是要积极的把善行，把各样的道理行在我们的生活当中。
What God requires of us is to do good in our daily life.
能够结出各样圣灵的果子来。
And to bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们说这个圣灵的充满呢，有几种的现象。
So there, when we are filled by the Holy Spirit, we can see.
第一个就是《使徒行传》第二章里面的，他们被圣灵充满以后，就按着圣灵所示的口才，说出那个奇异的卷舌音。And
so first is according to the book of the Acts that they can speak in tongue.
所以讲方言是圣灵充满的第一个现象。And
so the first sign of being filled by the Holy Spirit.
你外面来判断一个人有没有圣灵。
And that's how you discern from if a person.
你外面你领受圣灵以后，你要常常在圣灵里面祷告。And
after you receive the Holy Spirit, you need to pray in the
Spirit. 圣灵会帮助我们更新变化。The
Holy Spirit will help you to renew your life.
圣灵充满了第二个现象。And
the second sign of being filled by the Spirit.
圣灵会把各样属灵的恩赐赐给我们。So
Holy Spirit will bestow you with all kinds of spiritual wisdom.
让我们有信心，让我们能够来服侍。 做各样的服事工作。
So that we can have faith and serve God in all aspects.
圣灵是给我们各样超然的属灵的恩赐跟力量。
And the Holy Spirit will bestow us many spiritual gifts and.
所以让我们能够胜任我们所负担的圣工。
So that we will be able to accomplish our divine work.
圣灵充满的第三个现象就是你有力量啊，能够胜过罪恶。
And the third sign is that you will have the strength to overcome evil.
虽然有很多很多的试探引诱啊，充满在我们的生活当中。
Even though we are surrounded by many temptation and tests and trials.
但是因为圣灵的充满啊，让我们啊不会爱慕那些啊最终之乐。
But because you are filled by the Holy Spirit, you will not desire those carnal desires.
圣灵帮助我们致死肉体上的私欲。
And the Holy Spirit will help us put to death our carnal flesh.
最后一个啊，就是能够结出各样属灵的果子来。
And lastly, we will be able to bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
所以在我们的生活当中啊，可以看到很多啊，好像主耶稣所表现的各样的美德。
So that in our daily life, we can have virtues like Jesus.
所以借着圣灵的充满啊，帮助我们这个灵的力量啊，能够刚强起来。
And through the fullness of the Holy Spirit, our spiritual self can be strengthened.
慢慢的让我们能够完成啊得救的功夫。
And that we can have, we can be complete.
当然，我们知道这个灵修的功夫啊，不是一下子就能够完全的。
But we know that spiritual cultivation takes time.
而是要长时间的慢慢的自己努力，靠圣灵帮助啊。然后最后达到成圣的功夫。
It is something you need to strive and work hard for a long period of time.
我们知道年轻的人呢，一般血气比较方刚。
And we know that young people they go with their flesh.
年纪大了以后啊，他的欲望啊就慢慢的减少。
And as you get older, your desire will decrease.
所以一般呢，年纪大了以后啊，一般讲起来比较不会去犯罪。
And so, normally speaking, when you are older, it is harder for you to sin.
但是年轻人啊，很容易受到引诱。
But the younger ones, they are easily tempted.
很容易啊，就陷在罪里面。
And it is easier for them to indulge in sin.
但是一个人如果积极的灵修的话，
But if a person who is very proactive,
他可以缩短这个时间，让他很快的就达到这个灵修完全的目标。
They can shorten their time and they can reach their goal in spiritual cultivation.
所以圣经里面特别说啊，少年人啊，不要追求那些属世的情欲。
And so the Bible encouraged the young men not to pursue after the fleshly desires.
要跟一些啊，在灵性上有在追求追求公义、信德、仁爱的人啊，跟他们做同伴。
And to pursue after righteousness and goodness.
在灵性上大家一起追求进步。
And they need to be with those type of people so they can help one
another. 我们看提摩太后书第二章。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2.
22节。
Verse 22.
提摩太后书二章的22节。
2 Timothy 2 chapter 22.
说你要逃避少年人的私欲。同那清心祷告主的人追求公义、信德、仁爱、和平。23节。
23.
说唯有那愚拙无学问的辩论啊，总要弃绝，因为这知道这等事只是起争竞的。保罗在这里讲到说啊，我们要不断的追求成圣作为一个圣洁的器皿来让神使用。
So here Paul encourages we need to become a holy vessel for God to use.
所以他特别提到说这个少年人啊，要逃避一切的私欲。
And encourage the youth to flee from youthful lusts.
因为少年人啊，因为他们的灵性不够完全。
And because their spiritual cultivation
are
not complete.
思想还不够稳定。
And their thoughts are not stable.
所以很容易受到试探跟引诱。
So it is easier for them to be tempted.
所以青年人更应当追求灵性上的成长。
So as youths, we need to pursue of our growth and spirit.
所以就是要跟那些清心祷告主的人。
And so you need to be with those that are pure of heart and
faithful in the Lord.
And to pursue the virtues of the spirit.
所以要公义啦、信德啦、仁爱跟和平。
Such as righteousness, faith, love, and peace.
所以提摩太前书第四章啊，保罗也勉励提摩太。
So in 1 Timothy chapter 4, Paul encouraged Timothy.
说你虽然是一个年轻的传道人。
He said, even though you are a young pastor.
但是你不要让人一直看着你是一个年轻人，没有长进。
But let no one despise your youth.
你要凡事有好的表现，来做众人的榜样。
But you should be an example to the believers.
所以在言理、行为、爱心、信心跟圣洁上面呢。
You should be an example in word, conduct, love, and spirit, and faith.
都要努力的追求，努力的成长。
And in purity, you need to pursue after these and to pursue growth.
所以我们看到说，年轻人如果真正在灵性上有在追求。
So you can see if a youth have truly pursue and their spirit.
同样的，在年轻的时候，他也可以达到灵性上的一个相当好的一个程度。
They can also reach a very good spirituality when they are young.
能够提早完成这个灵修的功夫。
And they can complete their spiritual cultivation early.
能够成圣完全。
And they can become holy and complete.
这是我们在灵修上跟我们这个灵魂体之间的关系。
And so this is a relationship between the soul, spirit, and body in terms of spiritual.
这我们谈到说，这个灵魂体跟我们得救有什么样的关系？
Lastly, let's talk about what it have to do with our salvation.
我们刚刚已经提过好几次，人的肉体离世了以后，这个肉体要归土，因为肉体是土所造的。
And we have mentioned many times before that when we die, it is dust to dust because our body are made from dust.
但是人的这个灵魂就跟得救有直接的关系。
But also have direct correlation with salvation.
得救跟不得救，他的灵魂的归宿是完全不一样的。
And to be saved or not to be saved, your soul will go to a completely different place.
他说得救的人，他的 肉体归土，但是他的灵跟魂会先到肉眼里面安息。For
those that are saved, your body will go to dust, but your spirit and soul will go to the.
等到主耶稣末日来的时候。And
until the second coming of our Lord Jesus.
那些离世的圣徒，他们就会活过来。Those
believers that have fell asleep, they will resurrect.
他们的灵魂体要一起进到天国里面。
And your spirit, body, and soul will go into heaven.
当然，那个体呀，复活了以后的体呀，不是这个肉体，而是神在给我们一个属灵的身体。And
when you resurrect, it is no longer a physical body, but a spiritual body.
我们看路加福音的23章。Let
us turn to Luke chapter 23.
路加福音23章。
Luke chapter 23.
43节。
Verse 43.
23章43节。耶稣对他说：“我实在告诉你，今日你要同我在乐园里了。”我们再看路加福音16章。Let's
turn to Luke chapter 16.
22节。Verse 22。路加福音16章22节。
Luke chapter 16, verse 22.
说后来那讨饭的死了，被天使带去放在亚伯拉罕的怀里，财主也死了，并且埋葬了。这里讲到这个一个强盗在离世之前看到主的救恩，他马上悔改。
And here mentions a robber that before he died, he saw Jesus and then he repented right away.
对主耶稣说，主耶稣将来你德国降临的时候，求你能够纪念我。
And he said to Jesus, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom.
但是主耶稣马上跟他讲说，今天呢，你就可以跟我在乐园里啦。
And Jesus said to him, Surely I said to you, today you will be with me in paradise.
因为当天呢，离开世界以后啊，他的灵魂呢，就在乐园里面安息啊，就是对一个得救的人。
So for a person that is saved, their soul will go into the paradise.
主耶稣讲那个财主跟拉撒路的比喻。
And when Jesus tells us a parable between the rich man and Lazarus.
说拉撒路在世界上虽然受苦。
Even though Lazarus suffered in this world.
但他离世了又说天使就把他带到亚伯拉罕的怀里。
But after the beggar died, the angel carried him to Abraham's bosom.
在亚伯拉罕的怀里也是象征着就是在神的乐园里面呢、在那里享受安息。
So Abraham's bosom represents the paradise where he can enjoy rest.
所以这是一个得救的人离世了以后，他灵跟魂的归宿就在乐园里面安歇。
So for a person that is saved, this is where their soul and spirit belongs to in the paradise.
主耶稣来的时候啊
，When the second coming of Jesus，
我们看帖撒罗尼迦第四章。
Let's turn to First Thessalonians chapter 4.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章。
First Thessalonians chapter 4.
十六节。
Verse 16.
十六节。
Verse
16. 四章十六节。
Chapter 4, verse 16.
因为主必亲自从天降临，有呼叫的声音和天使长的声音。又神的号吹响，那在基督里面死的人必先复活。十七节。
17。
以后我们这活着还存留的人呢、必和他们一同被提到云里，在空中与主相遇。这样我们就要和主永远同在。这里讲到主耶稣来的时候。
Here tells us when the second coming of Lord Jesus.
那些离世的人啊，他们会先活过来。
Those that have already passed away, they will resurrect first.
当然，约翰福音第五章里面是讲到主耶稣来的时候，善恶都要复活。
And the book of John tells us when Jesus' second coming, the good and the evil, they will both resurrect.
行善的复活得生命。
And those that do good, they will resurrect and receive life.
作恶的人啊，复活以后将要被定罪。
And those that do evil, when they resurrect, they will be condemned.
所以这里讲到说啊，到那个时候啊，所以离世的人他们就先活过来。
So during that time, those that have passed away, they will resurrect first.
活过来以后啊，神就他们的灵魂呐、神再给他们一个属灵性的不朽坏的身体。
And their spirit, soul, and body will resurrect, and God will give them an imperishable body.
所以他们灵魂体啊，就一起被接到天国里面在那边呢、永远的跟主同在。
And their spirit, body, and soul will be carried together to God in heaven.
他们复活的那个身体啊，是不朽坏的，是荣耀的。
And the body that resurrect is something that's imperishable.
说跟主耶稣啊，复活的身体啊，相似。
It is just like the glorious body of Jesus when he
resurrected. 所以那个身体啊，就不受到这个时间空间的限制了。
And the body will no longer be limited to time and space.
是一个荣耀的灵体。
It is a glorious spiritual being.
这是一个人的复活。
So this is a resurrection of a person.
很多人都认为说啊，有可能吗？
And many people think to themselves, is this
possible? 我们知道说啊，这个复活啊，这个是超越科学的。
We know resurrection is something that is beyond us,
超越理智的
beyond our rational mind.
但是我们复活啊，是靠着神复活生命的大能。
But when we resurrect, it is by the wonderful power of God.
所以圣经里面说啊，既然神可以让耶稣从死里复活
，and the Bible tells us since, Jesus can resurrect from
death. 同样的靠着主的大能啊，我们也要从死里复活过来。
And likewise, through the powers of God, we can also resurrect from death.
我们看以弗所书第一章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书一章。
Ephesians chapter 1.
十九节。
Verse 19.
以弗所书一章的十九节。
Ephesians chapter 1, verse 19.
并且知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大。二十节。
20.
就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活，叫他在天上啊坐在自己的右边啊，远超过一切执政掌权有能主住的啊。所以这里讲到说，耶稣啊，虽然为我们担罪死了，埋葬了。
Here tells us Jesus have bear our sins and he have been buried.
但神借着他的大能大力啊，让耶稣从死里复活过来。
But through God's mighty power, Jesus was resurrected.
同样，这个大能大力也要显在我们身上。
And this great power will also work on us.
所以我们是靠着主的大能力啊，将来要复活过来。
So through God's mighty power, in the future we will be raised.
这个圣经里面的记载相当多啊。
And there are many recording as such in the Bible.
所以虽然有的人呐、死掉几千年呐、可能被埋葬埋到很深的土里面呐、
So even though some people have died for thousands of years and they are
甚至有的人呐、是发生海难呐、这样离世的。
Well, some people were carried away by the sea.
虽然那么肉体啊，可能被鱼吃掉了，鱼又被人吃掉了。
And perhaps your body have been eaten by the fish, and the fish have been eaten by
man. 将来怎么复活？
And in the future, how will they be raised up?
当然，这个神有他的大能啊，可以让人活过来。
But of course, God have His mighty powers, so He can resurrect.
所以有的信徒在问说啊，人离世了以后啊，到底土葬好呢，还是火葬好呢？
And so some believers were asking, when a person passed away, should you give a cremation or should you bury them?
很多的犹太人呐、他们知道说，耶稣将来来的时候啊，要在那个橄榄山，说要在橄榄山呢、他的脚要踏在那里。
And many Jewish believe that Jesus' second coming will be on the Mount
Olives. 所以他们把他们的身体啊，就埋葬在那里。
So they want to be buried on Mount Olives.
因为天主说啊，主耶稣怎么再来将？怎么升天啊，将来就怎么再临。
Because the angels say how Jesus raised to, up to heaven, that is how Jesus
will come. 圣经里面说啊，主耶稣再临啊，速度很快啊，好像闪电一样，从东一下照到西方。
But the Bible tells us Jesus' second coming is very fast, just like lightning from the east.
所以人不管是怎么埋葬啊，埋葬在那里，这个都不是最重要的事情。
So the most important thing is not how you were buried.
对我们一个信主的人，我们有个盼望啊。虽然肉体离世了，但是将来一定能够复活得永生。
As to our believers, we in the future we have this hope that we will resurrect.
这是我们最大的盼望。
And that is our greatest hope.
对于不得救的人来讲。
And for those they are not saved.
我们看传道书十二章。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 12.
传道书十二章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 12,
第七节
verse 7.
传道诗十二章第七节
Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 7.
说尘土能归于地，灵能归树林的神。在这里谈到啊，因为人的 身体是土造的，所以死后当然就是归土了。
So here it tells us, then the dust will return to the earth as it was.
人的灵啊，是神从神来的。
And the spirit comes from God.
所以对一个得救的人，我们说啊，灵魂体啊都得救。
So for a person that is saved, their spirit, soul, and body will be saved.
不得救的人呐，尘体归土啊，魂下阴间，人的灵啊，神就收回去了。
But for a person that is not saved, their flesh will belong to the earth, go to dust.
因为这个灵是属神的，所以归回属灵的神。
Their soul will go to the hell, and their spirit will return to God who gave it.
这可以做一个比喻啦。
So we can say.
所以好像那个警察是维护治安的角色。
So we can say that the policemen they look after our well-being.
所以有犯罪的行为啊，警察就可以控告他，这个犯罪的人呐、就可以就定罪，甚至把他关在监狱里面受刑罚。
So the evildoers they can be accused and they can be put into prison to be punished.
但是这个犯罪的人受刑罚被关了、警察不必跟他一起去关。
But for the person in the prison, the policeman does not need to be in the prison with
him. 因为警察是维护治安的。
Because the policemen they are in charge of.
所以他是正派的角色。
So he is the righteous side.
所以 罪人被关了，警察不必关。
And that's why you don't put the policeman in the prison with.
神的灵在我们身上来检查我们的心腹。
And the spirit of God is in our body to examine us.
但是人不顺服良心行事。
But if man does not do things according to their conscience,
放纵犯罪的结果啊，就是要受永远的刑罚。
And the consequences of submitting their desire is to be punished.
啊，到时候这个犯罪的人被定罪了，啊，神的灵啊，神就收回去了。
And so when the person is punished, God will take back his spirit.
所以犯罪的人，他的身体跟灵魂要下阴间。
So those who have sinned, his soul and his body will go to Hades.
啊，当审判以后啊，就要进到地狱里面了、啊，受永远的刑罚。
And after the great judgment, he will enter hell to eternal punishment.
我们看马太福音第十章。
Now listen to the book of Matthew, chapter 10.
28节。
Verse 28.
马太福音呐、啊，十章二十八节。
Matthew chapter 10 verse 28.
说那个杀身体啊，不能够杀灵魂的，不要怕他，唯有能够把身体和灵魂都灭在地狱里的，正要怕他。那、啊、这里讲到中文是翻作灵魂哦，但是原来是魂。
And so the Chinese translation only translate.
也就是说。那个兵能够杀身体，但是没有办法杀你的魂，这个是主的逼迫了。
So do not fear those that kill the body and cannot kill the soul. This refers to persecution.
圣经里面说、啊，到末世的时候，魔鬼气愤愤来到世界。
In the end time, the devil will come to the world.
啊，他要跟神的教会作对。
And it will be against our church.
啊，他要逼迫杀害神的选民。
And the devil will persecute the chosen people.
啊，所以这些信主啊、敬畏神的人呐、啊，啊，有时候他们的肉体被杀了。
So those who worship and fear the Lord, sometimes their body will be killed.
啊，但是这个撒旦呐、啊，这个逼迫，他能够伤害你的肉体，他没有办法伤害你的灵魂。
But the Satan that can kill your body cannot kill your soul.
啊，对一个得救的人呐、啊，他的魂还是可以回到天上去。
So for a person that are saved, their soul can go to the paradise.
而所以牺牲短暂肉体的生命，却能够带给我们永远的生命。
So you sacrifice your temporary body, your life, but you can receive eternal life.
而所以这个你不要怕它。
And so this you should not fear.
他说能够把这个身体跟魂呐、啊、一起灭在地狱里面的。你就要怕他。
But rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and
body. 而这个就是末日的审判。
That is the judgment in the end time.
啊，当我们呢、啊，如果犯罪了、得罪神了以后
，And when we sin against God.
啊，在审判当中啊，一个得罪的、一个犯罪的人，他的魂和他的体呀、啊，啊，就要灭在地狱永火里面受刑罚。
And after the judgment, a person that have sinned, both the soul and body will be in hell.
啊，所以不得救的人是身体跟魂下阴间，啊，下地狱。
So those that are not saved, their body and soul will be in hell.
但是得救的人，他是灵魂体呀、啊，啊，一起上天国。
But those that are saved, their spirit, body, and soul will be raised up to heaven.
啊，所以保罗说啊，我们要灵魂体呀、啊。都要全然成圣。
And so that's why Paul encouraged us that we need to become holy and complete.
将来我们才能够真正的安然见主。
So in the future we can see God.
然后，所以这就是我们灵修努力追求的目标。
And that's the goal of our spiritual cultivation.
我们来唱诗401首。
They are singing hymn 401.
401.
401.
Thank you. Thank you.